this painting, if you start at the bottom, has a trampled field, grass with lots of gray. It rises up through the crosses on the right, the bottom, even on the left. The crosses turn into trees. You can see the red pastel, pink, of something underneath, but you don't know what it is. It looks like a landscape with trees on the left, which they are. They're the linden trees. And to the right, there's blue, which could just be part of the sky. But this painting, which I was trying to focus on the light, the sun, being in a bowl and looking up, and that's freedom. This painting was done probably about 6 weeks after I came back from Berlin. Actually, with an amazing woman who's the sponsor of today's event. This was the most complex place I've ever visited, and I matched it up with this music, which is incredibly complex. This painting has an underpainting, which is the Berlin Wall, and there are faces. There's a few of them that aren't painted over completely on the middle right, going up into the gray. But in the underpainting, there's 186 faces, and those are representative of all of the fatalities of the people that they were told to take aim at any citizen trying to flee and shoot to kill. So these are the fatalities of people who tried to escape the wall. One man made it out in the trunk of a car. His name is George Gaffron, and he actually became a reporter. And he mentions that freedom, it's freedom and it's unfreedom. And the people that have freedom will never really understand unfreedom. But when you've had both, the contrast is great. And so try to think about not having free elections or free speech or truthful news or even the right to travel to see your loved ones, family, friends. In any case, I didn't want to focus this painting on that, just on the bleak, bad part. I really wanted it to be about the renewal. So I painted over it. I painted over all the faces, and I put in the linden trees, just like in Berlin itself. During the war, they cut down the linden trees for firewood, for fuel. But they replanted them. And so the linden, to me, is renewal and growth. And when this wall came down, the people danced. November 9th, 1989, they danced on the very wall that held them prisoner. And when I went there, one of the things I found so profound was going to the wall itself to see the painters, the artists, this open-air gallery, where painters came back 20 years later and repainted sections of the wall so that people would never forget. They would never forget what it's like to have freedom and unfreedom.